Good morning, LinkedIn friends, Value First Nation. Welcome to another episode of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. It's Thursday, September 11th, 2025. This just in, Nico, the person responsible for implementing AI infrastructure is now the richest person in the world. Surprise, surprise. How many signals do we need, man?
Who'd have thunk it? Right? I mean, didn't you know it's hype? Didn't you know it's all hype, Chris?
I feel like we're hitting a wall.
I mean, we're absolutely plateauing, right? Like, we're not going any further. What we've got is the best it's ever going to be, and we should just
See,
stop trying
Nico, the
now.
problem is it will not give me a good answer when I try to get for the super specific report that nobody else in the world does, and it just won't come back with the right answer. So obviously it's not good enough yet.
Yeah, I mean it's still putting those M dashes in there, right? And still
My
using
gosh. Oh man, I finally put that in a newsletter, in the last newsletter. I was like, look, now that you know AI is involved, I'm not going to do the work to try and remove M dashes so you don't judge me. Like, can we find something else to worry about?
I'm sure.
Good news is we definitely can. Replit, big announcement yesterday, and I figured, I think I saw it at like 4:30, and I guesstimated the timetable 2 or 3 hours before you shared something about it, and I think I was right. How's it going?
It's going is what it's doing. For those of you who don't know by now or weren't at the, I mean, if you were at Inbound and you were part of my auto coding brain dates, my God, like I told you then, right? I told people last week. I was like, every 2 to 3 weeks, this tool gets phenomenally better. Every 2 to 3 weeks, at the very beginning of, I want to say, actually, okay, like tail end last week of August, it had the capability of being able to switch between text, like just chatting with it, building with it, or actually like planning things out, basically, or per se. Then all of a sudden, like pretty much out of nowhere, it was like week and a half or something into September. So it was actually, yeah, the beginning of last week or towards the beginning of last week, which I kind of figured this was going to be the case, that it was just going to start rapidly like getting better, right? So you go from the capability of building and planning, which like, or just, I'm sorry, just the capability of it being able to have the modes of building and planning, right? That was pretty sick in and of itself, because I'm not even joking. My build costs plummeted. Like, I was having to use the highest level agent, and now I was just straight up able to be like, hey, plan this out. And the lowest end model works really well if you give it. I had actually built a GPT that worked really well to give task instructions to the model, because the lowest end model, when it was following task-based instructions, does extremely well. All of a sudden, like now I'm able to use like the lowest end model 24/7. It goes and it figures things out in the planning mode, creates a task list, and then goes into agent mode and starts building it out. Right. That was pretty ridiculous in and of itself. I'll say that basically that cut my build costs, by, probably 60%, 60 to 70%. I'm not joking. I'm not like, here's how much I'm not joking. A couple months ago, I started building an application, cost me about $200. Then I had to build version 2, cost me about 160. Then I had to build version 3, cost me about 75, almost $80. And if I had to build it out again today, I'd be shocked if it cost me over $50. Like, probably only going to cost me $30 if I'm being really honest, if I challenge myself and I really, one of the things that's happened is I plan myself. I'll take hours to plan my next move, per se. and then work with Replit and work with the other agents. So what drops yesterday, agent version 3. And like, what is so like big different about agent version 3, and like, why is it so amazing? I can just tell you that like agent version 2, or even like version 1, when it first started, right? Like, it was very cute. You could build out like maybe websites, kind of cool stuff, maybe a video game. Like, I think I built a video game at some point. Again, cute stuff, nothing like groundbreaking. So then all of a sudden agent version 2 comes out, and agent version 2 is like, oh, okay, well, now it's doing a lot of autonomous stuff. It's actually getting like pretty deep into code. It didn't initially have the multiple models, so now you could go a little bit further than just a really, you know, crap video game. It was like pretty decent. And then the multiple models came out. Okay, now we can like actually get into it. And we're doing some, like, I started seeing like some 3D games and like some pretty decently complex stuff, some decently complex React apps. Agent version 3, all I did was like touch play with it last night, and it is magnanimously different. Magnanimously different. Like, full software applications now, full stack software applications. No joke. Easy. So easy. Like, if I had to build it with agent mode now, I think it might cost me $15. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I'll just start with the first statement I can. Share? Yeah. Yeah.
I'll share your screen here.
Yeah.
Okay.
At Replit, we believe everyone should be able to create software without limits and without knowing how to code. Our vision was never to just build a tool. We set out to create a teammate, a technical partner that runs longer, thinks smarter, and works like a builder. An autonomous agent for everyone. Previous agents, while great in many respects, were far from autonomous. They needed constant attention and hand-holding. That was yesterday. Today, we're proud to announce a major breakthrough. It's a moment we've been building towards since day one. Introducing Agent 3. Agent 3 delivers a 10x increase in autonomy, redefining the user experience from the ground up. That means more progress, less micromanaging, and more time for your ideas. Let's take a closer look at what makes Agent 3 so powerful. Agent 3 runs on its own for hours, handling full tasks autonomously. We went from 2 minutes to 20 minutes to 200 minutes of autonomy. You can track your project's progress in real time from anywhere with live monitoring right on your phone. Agent 3 can now test and fix its code, constantly improving your app behind the scenes. We invented our own validation system to speed up quality control, making it at least 3 times faster and 10 times more cost effective. It checks every button, every API, and every data source, ensuring every part of your software works. For the first time ever, Agent 3 can build other agents. Agents that can automate complex workflows using natural language and connect to your data sources and services, allowing you and your users to interact with your own agent. Agent 3 isn't just an upgrade. These new capabilities, along with everything else Agent 3 brings, will unlock entirely new frontiers, redefining what's possible. We're so excited about what Agent 3 can do, and we can't wait to see what you're going to build with it.
Every single time, all day long, every single builder, every single top-end, like, front-of-the-line AI studio company, everything that I know, that I look at, that I see on the daily basis, every single one of them, as soon as they release a tool, very first words out of their mouth, or I should say last words out of their mouth, we can't wait to see what you're going to do with it. We can't wait to see what you're going to build. We can't wait to see what you're going to come up with. This is so the ultimate era of creativity. I said it like 2 years ago. I said that creativity was going to be the last bastion. Mm-hmm. Of all of the skills of humanity, the only one that we really possess that is extremely difficult to match, only due to our capability of abstract thinking. That's the only thing. We'd like, maybe the machine will figure that out. I don't know that you can, because the definition of abstract is that there is no origin. But that combined with creativity, that's the only thing that basically is like the number one skill to have right now.
Yeah.
Critical thinking leading to creativity, right?
Yeah. And for me, like, the element that will not be replaced is our irrational nature and tendencies, right?
Yeah.
And that's the part that even if AI is replicating that, it will not, like, the uniqueness of every individualized contextual experience will always, like, be possible, right? So, yeah, man. So I'm thinking, like, 16 hours this weekend, tech stack reimagined. Just build it all out.
Dude, it's such a different tool to me now than it was before. Like, very, 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 very much, just night and day. Like, I cannot put it any other way. Yeah, I would love to.
Because this is, like, at the same time, we're still seeing on LinkedIn, like, disbelief, like, people not touching agents of any kind yet. And so like, more than ever, I am motivated to just start showing every day. Because it's becoming, I mean, if you're a business leader and you're not investing in any of this for your company, like, you, there's lots of words that are coming to mind that I can't use. You need to do better for your people and all the stakeholders that are trusting you to lead the company forward. And if you're not making choices to go this direction, you are failing your company.
100%. 100%, case in point. Inbound last week, bunch of new stuff dropped. We're talking about, me and my boss sitting down talking about tools. And I had no problem saying, good sir, by the beginning of next week, you'll have what you need. Right? Because I can just go code it. And if you don't have somebody like me on your team, I don't know what's going to happen to you. Get one. Like, honestly, find one now. Go, please, search. Get one as fast as you can, because, like, coding solutions has now become, like, just such a, I mean, for me, it is such a, like, just an instinctual thing of, like, oh, can I not do this with software? Cool. I'll go over to Gemini, sketch it out, then go over to Replit and build it. And an hour later, I'll have the tool that I wanted for free. Right? Like, zero, like, it's not zero cost development. We are so close now. So close to zero cost development. The front page of this guy checks and changes user checks changes using a web browser to test buttons, forms, links, and APIs. Agents and automations allow you to build AI bots workflow automations. So I just clicked on agents and automations, and here's what pops up. Soon to be event based. Believe me when this opens up. Oh, when this opens up. Right. And then, because that's going to be webhook. Right.
Is this an agentic way to just build
to build agents?
To build what you can do in N8N?
Yeah. 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 I told you this was coming, right? Like, that's why I've kind of, not for nothing, guys, like, I haven't been putting out, like, N8N videos and instructional stuff on that kind of stuff. Like, we did Opal we did Opal for a reason, because it's like very easy. Hey, I understand what this is. I connect these things and I put a prompt in here and I pick an engine and then I go. It's not like, hey, I put this stuff together, then I get this JSON packet, then I connect this thing, then I go start up a Supabase account, and then I have to sign up for this thing, and then bring this hook in here and connect this JSON payload. No, none of that, right? And so I was like, you know what? About 3-4 months ago, again, I just always have like Bill Gates and Imad Mostak in my mind. Imad Mostak, the co-founder, I guess, and like co-creator of Stability AI. Both of these guys are on the exact same path when it's like, hey, if it's not doing it right now, give it 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's like, hey, if it's not doing it right now, give it a month. We're down to like, oh, next month it'll have it.
Yeah, I remember the conversation we were having, like, in credit to the leaders that are balancing this well, right? That when GPT-5 came out, like, all of the coders, like, all right, we're using GPT-5 now, like, get in here. And you and I had a conversation about Replit, and it wasn't implementing it as quickly, or it wasn't available or something like that. It was doing mm-hmm. things a little bit differently. And we talked about, like,
oh yeah, that's the other maybe one.
Because like there's a lot of stuff that needs to be figured out, like with GPT-5 and usage and all the feedback around it. By the way, it's hearing more and more power users loving the hell out of GPT-5 and working better than ever, right? This is the learning curve on both sides that we talk mm-hmm. about. But imagine if this is where, like, if they had put it out there to get to that, see what you can do with it moment as quickly as possible. Now it impacts the experience of Replit, and they risk like diverting like development and support resources to handle all that stuff that's related to GPT-5 model and not necessarily Replit's product and experience. Mm-hmm. So I mean, obviously they bring that stuff in internally to start testing the hell out of it, but it makes sense. And this balance will be interesting, that how long can you wait to like get it right for the product experience that you've created or that you want, so that stuff like Agent 3 doesn't get delayed, doesn't change, right? Because now it looks like they've delivered, you know, what everybody's been asking for.
Yeah. And mind you, like, I kind of messed up with this because I didn't show you guys another option that's available when using Replit, which is, I mean, honestly, like the options and capabilities now they're utterly insane to me. Again, like, I've been using this software for a long time now, and it's utterly insane. So, okay, two other updates, actually. So there's been like a multitude. There's been four in the last month, or at least four in the last 45 days, which you might say, oh, there's only been four. HubSpot had like 200 releases. These four are insane. Okay. So the first one that happened prior to the model choice one, which was the most monumental change, to Chris's point, when you put actual, first of all, Replit is the only, so far that I've seen, the only coding app that you can actually attach coding files to. Everybody else will only accept pictures. Even Google's Firebase only accepts pictures. Don't know why. Don't care why. You know, like, just keep doing it, man. Like, just keep doing it. So that capability in and of itself, when I was just horsing around one time building out an app, dropped the TSX file in there, and all of a sudden, Replit came back and was like, hey, it looks like you've already coded an app here. Would you like me to just build this out for you? Like, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So like out of nowhere, all of a sudden now I have these like one-to-one translations, which that was difficult before, like designing something in one platform and then bringing it over to Replit. it was always a challenge because then you'd have to redesign. You'd have to inevitably redo. Yeah, exactly. Like it would do the design, the fascia or whatever CSS would look different.
Yeah.
So not only do you have that, you've got the different models, you've got the different modes, and now you have all of these ridiculous ass features, right? Like, so this was something before, right? Like this was almost like the first part of Agent 2. But now what I find amazing is that Agent 2 was very much this. So you would accept the plan and then it would pretty much just go and start the design. So now we have built out the entire app. So I'm not going to go nuts. I want to see if I can actually split these two things in half.
Wait till the weekend to go nuts.
Yeah, I know, right? So we'll start the design on this one.
I'm serious. I haven't asked Nico yet, but I'm thinking like double dose this weekend, if possible, tech stack reimagined just to get this stuff out in front of people. And like for me to learn, obviously there's definitely some selfish aspects of just seeing this stuff in action. Keep telling myself I'm going to, you know, all the agents in Breeze Studio, like just most of the time, the epiphany moments that when I'm working with people start with, have you clicked on this button yet? No, I haven't. Okay, here's what happens. Oh.
That's cool. So yeah, I have, that's the only thing. Okay, there we go. Nice. I love when it's just intuitive, man.
Is it the prompt that you just...
No. This is even sicker than what I thought. So, like, this is the app builder, right? If you were used to the UI before, it's changed. Your files are now, like, permanently right-sided, which if you're wondering what Replit's doing right now, this is all built out. Everything that's green was just created, right? So if you're used to working with, like, Visual Studio or whatever, or an IDE of any type, really, which I wasn't, but now I am. So collapse that. And then all of your views are now at the top instead of being in one location or another. And your agent is just permanently there. Personally, I like it. I really don't mind the UI switch. I thought it was actually kind of annoying before because I couldn't really decide where all my shit was supposed to go. So now it's actually a lot easier. But what I was just touching on was when you want to actually do your design, right? Maybe you don't know what the color scheme is going to be for it. So I'm like, oh, it'd be cool. Like you can apply your own theme. And then I'm like, what's managed themes like? Maybe there's a marketplace or something like that. No, you can just come in and very intuitively go ahead and change whatever you want your theme to be with all of the colors and everything like that. So you can just go ahead and create your own web palette and then publish it to your theme library and you're good to go. Right now, I imagine, see, that's what I'm talking about, dude. Like I touched it last night and I was just like, whoa. I imagine very soon there's going to be an upload feature because like what would be amazing to me is, I don't know if you guys have ever used this tool for web design before, but it's probably like it's my favorite, if it ever loads, which of course.
Yeah. And like that theme editor, like Gamma inside of Replit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. That's what I imagine is coming next, right?
Right. Okay.
If you've never seen Cooler, it's amazing. It's one of the best ways to actually design a color palette. It looks like what this looks like here. You can see it's got plugins for just about every application. Awesome. It is actually working. And what I like about it is basically that you can do the same thing as what the app is doing here. But you can at least like pick your colors very quickly and determine what the palette is going to be and just copy paste your values into here. Yeah, so
I love that
instead of like getting frustrated about like, oh, I have to, you know, copy paste, blah, blah, blah. You could use that for typography. Absolutely. Go use Google Fonts. And that way you can preview what you want it to look like. And go ahead and select from there. You can even use like Perplexity or whomever to pick through and say like, oh, okay, like what of these fonts, like what do they look like or something like that, or who has them available to preview them. Okay, this is just the rough build out. Oh man. And even already, like, it looks better than most of the versions it's made before. But the real test will be like, when it's done, can I move it? And will it actually update the mermaid? This is the missing link in Lucid right now. That, like, you can import mermaid stuff, but you can't actually, like, move it after you've imported it. Which to me is like, I don't understand why, because it should just update this according to what you moved here, right?
It's been the gap for sure.
Okay. So it's created the visual of the app, right? But not the functionality. I mean, like, this aspect right here is insane to me. Cost us 87 cents to get this far. Okay. Whole 87 cents. Was working for 4 minutes. I had it working for 24 minutes last night. It cost me $2. I had, and just, oh, 24 minutes for $2. What? Yeah, I had the high-end mode trying to fix a problem for 2.5 minutes. Cost me $6. So went from six at 2.5 minutes to $2 at 24 minutes. I don't math, but that's some amazing math. That's all I can say. Just going to go ahead and hit yes on that.
So if you're out there pitching me and others about $10 an hour work from a human being somewhere else on the planet, like, go do something better. Like, help those people learn how to use this stuff and actually, like, create value instead of, like, whatever you have been doing. I don't know. Like, this is why I don't even want to hear asking humans to, like, do just the most menial work for the lowest dollars. It's just unacceptable at this point. And there's so many people putting energy into that. If that energy shifted this way, like, watch out, right? Like, man, transition would be so amazing if we can wrap our minds around that. But that's why we're here, showing you every day. And that's why we're going to be here this weekend, showing off as many things as we can. Until tomorrow, Nico?
Until tomorrow, sir. Would love to, definitely.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity related to AI. Have a great day, everybody.
See you.